You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is Wednesday, the 11th of January. It's Matt Wehmeyer pinch hitting today for Allison Footer on the Mariners podcast. And joining us, as always, is Mariners reporter Greg Johns. And Greg, if there's one thing we've learned, when Jerry Dipoto is the GM of the team that you cover, there are no slow days. And Wednesday, certainly not a slow day, as Mr. Dipoto once again pulls off not one, but two trades in a single day. So, Greg, take us through the beginning, middle, and end of this to where the Mariners end up with another veteran presence in that rotation. Just kind of run the whole thing down for us.
Yeah, Matt, I mean, with Dipoto, I can't figure out whether he's a reporter's best friend or enemy. I mean, we always have something to write. There's no doubt about it. And he always seemed to be busy on the offseason, which is great as well. Today, two deals. And really the key for the Mariners is to solidify the rotation with Drew Smyly from Tampa Bay. And they also got Shea Simmons, who's a hard-throwing right-hander from Atlanta that they're looking for big things in the bullpen, a guy that throws upper 90s. Tommy John surgery 2 years ago, but came back and pitched for Atlanta at the end of last year, and they think he's going to be a big part of that bullpen. Smyly, as you mentioned, really the key guy in that rotation. Jerry Dipoto has been looking to really solidify that five-man spot, the five guys in that rotation, and think Smyly, from what he was saying, is the guy that they've been looking at all winter, and they just finally were able to pull it off. And to do that deal to get Smyly, they had to make the other trade with Atlanta to pick up some pieces that they moved. Malik Smith, a young outfielder that was big in that deal, and turned out he was with Seattle for all of about an hour and then moved on to Tampa. So that's the way Jerry rolls. I mean, he makes deals. He's looking down the road. He's got a plan. And now, believe it or not, Matt says, I think I'm done. Jerry says he thinks he's done, and then we'll see if we take him at his word. But he likes his team. He likes what he's got set up here over the winter.
Well, I think we'll all believe that when we see it, right, when it comes to Jerry Dipoto, wheeling and dealing with the best of them. So Drew Smyly is the guy that they get in the end to, kind of fortify that rotation. A couple days ago, they got Yovani Gallardo from the Orioles in a separate deal. So as far as Smyly goes, Greg, I know he's coming off kind of a down 2016, but he's put up good numbers in the past. He's got a good pedigree. The stuff is certainly there. What is it in particular that Jerry Dipoto likes about Smyly, and where do you think he slots into this rotation? Is he a three behind King Felix and Hisashi? What do you think?
Yeah, I think he's three or four. I think you got to look at Paxton probably coming back as the three going into this thing. But I don't know if it matters once you start rolling out there. You need really four and five of those guys. They're going to pitch just as much as the one, twos, and threes. So I think he's probably the three or four guy. And Jerry really really loves the fit with the Mariners, a lefty that's going to look good in Safeco Field. He's a fly ball pitcher. And if you look at the other moves, this is all kind of part of the puzzle. Going out and getting Jarrod Dyson and now looking at an outfield with a lot of speed with Dyson, Leonis Martin, and young guy they really like in Mitch Haniger they picked up in another deal. These are guys that all have played center field, and they're going to have guys out there that are covering a lot of ground. And you get a fly ball pitcher like Smyly, who's certainly proven to be effective in the past. As you mentioned, didn't have a great year last year, but closed very strong, had a big finish, one of the better pitchers in the league down the stretch. This is a guy that they really like, they really targeted, and feel like he's going to be big. He's still young. He's what, 27 years old, a couple years of team control left. These are the kind of assets that Dipoto loves to pick up. And one of the key things he looks at, he's got five starters, those five veterans you just mentioned, all under team control for 2 years or more. So this is a rotation not only built for but this year, but down the road.
Yeah, excellent point there. And Greg, I'm kind of intrigued about Shea Simmons, the guy that they got from the Braves in the first deal on Wednesday to kind of fortify that bullpen. Is he being looked at as a guy that could maybe replace the void left by Carson Smith? I know that he underwent TJ surgery and barely pitched for the Red Sox last season after he was acquired in the Wade Miley deal. But is he kind of a guy that can fill that role potentially? Because I'm not quite sure if they had a guy that kind of took over that setup role as dominantly as Carson Smith had done it.
Well, really, Dipoto's remade this bullpen so many times, it's kind of hard to say he's replacing that guy, because they have, Edwin Diaz they brought up, and Shute became the closer last year, outstanding arm, and set up guys, Dan Altavilla, another young guy they brought up from AA last year, that fits into kind of that same mold as Carson Smith and now Simmons. I mean, these are kids that throw upper 90s, throw hard, and big, young, upside guys. They've also got Steve Cishek coming back, who I think comes into, would be your natural setup guy now that he got replaced by Diaz in the closer role, although Cishek with hip surgery may not be ready for the start of the season. So, the bullpen, you put Simmons in there, they really got added some depth. I think that bullpen could be a real strength. They picked up Mark Krzyzewski to be the lefty setup guy, and now with adding the rotation depth, they've got Ariel Miranda, a lefty that they really like. They'll probably slide in there to be a lefty, kind of in the Mike Montgomery role of last year, that can be a long guy, can start if needed, and really be an effective addition there as well. Evan Scribner, another guy, Nick Vincent, I mean, these veterans they got in there, really some good depth, some really quality bullpen arms, and as we've seen around baseball, building a bullpen is as big as anything right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost as important, if not more important, than the guys you have starting games. It seems to be get your guy through five, turn it over to the pen for a 6-9, and get yourself a W. So that's baseball here in 2017.
Yeah.
And Smiley, the headliner in the two deals today, but Simmons could be an under the radar guy that could really have a big presence in that Seattle bullpen for the upcoming season. We will see. So a busy day for the Mariners once again on the trade front. Jerry DePoto working the phones as always, and Greg, in the time we have left, I kind of wanted to get your thoughts on some projections for the Mariners in the 2017 season, as we kind of just throw things out there based on performance or underperformance last year, and see if guys can maybe bounce back a little bit or maintain the status quo if they were coming off a good season in 2016. So, Greg, with that in mind, I want to start off with the man, King Felix, a down year by his standards in 2016. Does he bounce back this season and win at least 15 for the M's?
15 wins. That's a good line. I mean, you look at Felix over his career, as good a pitcher he's been. He's only won 15 games three times, two out of the last 3 years. But this is a better team, I think, than a lot of those teams that he was on, pitching well and not racking up wins. So wins always a tough barometer. I think if he pitches 190 innings or more, which he's always done, in fact, 10 years in a row until he got hurt last year, then I think he's a 15-game winner. I think the key is to keep him healthy. Whether he can stay healthy or not, I think it's probably the million-dollar question. But if I had to set a line on Felix, sure, 15 wins, that sounds like a doable achievement if he's healthy, and that's the expectation, of course.
Yeah, and he's still a young guy. I don't think he's 30 yet, or maybe just turned 30, but a lot of miles on the arm, and it'll be an interesting 2017 season for Felix Hernandez. We'll see what transpires. Greg, projection number two, and given some of the acquisitions Seattle has made this offseason, I wanted to get your opinion on this. The Mariners finished 24th in the majors out of 30 teams in stolen bases last season. Did they crack the top 10 this season?
They were a team that wanted to run last year, Matt, and just didn't have the pieces, and I think there's no question they jumped into the top 10 last year, if not a lot higher. They stole 56 bases last year, and that was not what they were looking to do. Scott Servais, a guy that really wants to push that envelope, which is why you see Gerard Dyson, a guy who stole 30 bags last year, and Gene Segura, the shortstop, 33 bags. So you add those two guys together, that's 63 bases that they didn't have last year. You got Leonis Martin as well. I think your top 10 in MLB is around 100 stolen bases in a season. I think they easily cracked that with those three guys. Segura, Dyson, and Martin combined for 87 bags last year between them. So, they got some other guys they think can run as well. Haniger's guy, a good athlete. Ben Gamble's going to be playing some. I think they easily cracked that top 10. It'd be fun to watch. This would be a different looking team next year.
Yeah, I agree. They're going to give catchers a lot of agita behind home plate pretty much all season. You mentioned the guys, Martin, Segura, Gerard Dyson, too. They could be a fun team to watch on the base paths in 2017. Greg, projection number three, you've mentioned Edwin Diaz briefly. Does he record a higher Ks per nine figure this season than Aroldis Chapman?
That's a great question. He did last year, which is really saying something. He was dynamite out of the box. I mean, he was striking out as close to two batters an inning when he came in. Those numbers kind of declined as he went along. His arm got a little tired. He finished ahead of Chapman. I guess if I was a betting man, I'd probably go with Chapman to win that battle with Diaz pitching over a full season. But that's going to be a heck of a thing to watch. Edwin Diaz was electric last year. And, you know, a young kid, 22, that throws upper 90s with just a wipeout slider. I mean, he's going to be something to watch. I'm not going to bet against Aroldis Chapman if you want to put me on the line with my money, but I think that's going to be a pretty fun one to watch. Those guys strike out a whole lot of guys.
Yeah, they sure do. And you mentioned that Diaz did eclipse Chapman last season. Obviously, Chapman had the much larger workload, but for what it's worth, Diaz last year 15.3, Chapman at 14 even, although that number jumped into the 17s during in his time with the Cubs. So we will see what happens over a full season for both guys here in 2017. Like you said, it's going to be fun to watch. Number four here, Greg, the last player to hit four 40 home run seasons in a row was Ryan Howard of the Phillies. The last one of those was 2009. Does Nelson Cruz become the first guy since him to do it in 2017? He's got three in a row so far.
That's a tough one. Again, I'm going to be brutally honest. Hitting 40 home runs in 4 years in a row. You got Cruz, he's hit 40, 44, 43, I think, his last 3 years. Been healthy that whole time. I mean, I think he's missed, you know, it's a handful of games over 3 years. That's a tough thing to bet on with a 36-year-old going on 37 this coming season. I think it would be tough to say, yeah, he's going to hit 40, but Nelson Cruz has been a beast since he came to Seattle, and certainly it wouldn't surprise me if he hit 40. I would put the line a little under that if it was me, just trying to be realistic. But I certainly expect him to be in that ballpark again. And you talk about ballparks, he can hit it out of any one, and certainly will do it so again with a regular clip.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, the last guy to do it, I should say, Ryan Howard back in 2009. If Cruz stays healthy, hard to bet against him, but we'll see what happens for a guy that's not a spring chicken anymore, but he could still swing that bat, and we'll see if he puts up another 40-homer season here in 2017. Greg, last but not least, the million-dollar question when it comes to the M's, of course, do they end baseball's longest current playoff drought at 15 seasons?
Yeah, the biggest question of all, and what they're out there playing for. I like this team to make the playoffs. Maybe it's because I'm sitting there today, if they just made a couple more deals. I like a lot what DePoto's done, getting really athletic and a lot of speed at the top of that lineup in the outfield. There's going to be a lot better defensive club. I think the pitching is solid, as we've just been talking about. I think they are poised to make that jump. It would be, it's a tough one. I mean, I think the Astros are going to be tough. The Rangers just always seem to be tough, and both those teams play Seattle real well. Angels sound like they're going to be improved, and you never know with the A's. But, I like this. I think they're pointed to this year. They're certainly making deals to try to win now around that core nucleus of guys. I think Cano's still in his prime. I think Cruz, as we talked about, Kyle Seager, I think one of the better kind of quiet guys in the American League. And if that pitching holds up, I would say a definite chance to be a playoff team and end that drought and bring some postseason ball back to Safeco Field.
Yeah, they're dying for it, and they've certainly earned the rights after a decade and a half here without October baseball. They want to see postseason action at Safeco Field here in 2017. Greg, that's a good place to wrap this one up. I think you've earned a few adult beverages tonight for all the work that Mr. DePoto has put you through, and, of course, for doing our podcast today. We thank you very much. That is Greg Johns, our Mariners reporter, joining us here today. In the meantime, it's Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Seattle Mariners.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.